Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Warning, warning, Spankwagon Radio is now on the air. Spankwagon Radio.
Oh, shit!
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday night, and everybody knows what that means.
That means only one thing. You're here, you're alone, you're listening to Spankwagon Radio.
Wow, do you really want to point out that they're alone? I mean, they're not alone because they're in the chat room with us.
That's true, and I do know of at least a couple of people that are listening to this while on the job.
Yeah, so, you know, they're on the job. So we know that they're not truly alone. So... anywho. All right, it's Friday night, 6 o'clock here in fabulous, overly hot Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hot as hell.
And you're sick again, dude. Every Friday. Do you get Friday. Like some like nervous paranoia thing going on for coming to the show?
No. I don't think it's anything like that at all.
Well, what is it? Is it the alcohol you drink on Thursday nights?
I don't drink that much, man. Everyone knows that.
Okay. Then what do you think it is?
I have no clue, but I'm very nauseous today.
Ah, and you're still not talking into the mic today.
Ah! How's this? Is this? There we go.
Well, that's better. I don't know if
all
that's
right.
Good, but it's better, I think. All right, let's start off a little bit with some site news. Boy, there wasn't really much changes to site. A lot of stuff that happened off-site this week that we will definitely get to discuss.
Oh, yes.
One thing to mention, if you're listening to us through our affiliate in St. Louis, that would be megarock-radio.com. Well, we kind of got a little bit of a schedule change, so go to Mega Rock Radio. It's megarock-radio.com.
Because they rebroadcast us. They don't do us live.
No, they don't do us live, but they still do a good job of rebroadcasting us. And
precisely, but I want to let you other
listeners
know.
So now we're big in the Midwest.
Right. But I want to let the other listeners know, hey, you know, your regular time will not change.
Yeah, your regular time. So if anybody's listening to us through Mega Rock, that's the change. So everybody else is just fine. I just wanted to get that out right away because I got an email and it sounded important. You know, and you got to say shit that's important. You've got a treat for us, I think, is what you told everybody in the chat room.
Oh, yes.
So we'll get to that in a little bit. How's your week?
My week's not been too bad. Hey, by the way, you mind if I borrow your driveway or perhaps maybe just the space out front of your house?
Need to do an oil change again?
Need to tow my car.
What?
Yeah, they're going to tow my car if I don't get it out of there.
And I have no space in my front of my driveway. It's taken by a truck that hasn't moved in 3 months.
Hey, can you call the cops to move it then?
No.
That sucks. Because I seriously need to get that thing out of the way.
Why don't we just roll your car into a different parking stall? Backwards.
Backwards. It's not going to
quite
work. No, they want the car gone because the registration is expired. So I've got to get that taken care of.
You've had how long to do this?
I've had no space to do this.
No. How long have you had to get the registration taken care of?
The problem is it's a very complicated procedure.
How complicated is it to go to the DMV?
It's more than that. It's off my insurance. I have to put it back on.
I see.
Otherwise, hey, Diggs, if you're listening, mind if I borrow some space downstairs? I'll park my shit next to Buffalo Jim's cars.
There you go.
I'm serious.
Place to keep it.
I'm not even joking.
I know you're not joking. That's the problem.
My car right now is a refugee.
I don't even want to go there right now, not right yet. Actually, we're going to have a hard time keeping this a very light show. I know that for sure, because all the shitstorm that's hit, you know, this past week. Lots of stuff to go over that. Hurricane Katrina basically has dominated all the news, and sad to say, it's going to dominate a lot of this discussion today. Hope you're not tired of hearing about it, but we hope you want to listen into kind of our opinions on it, because I think our opinions are slightly unique. Slightly unique.
Yes.
Between Hurricane Katrina and the gas prices and everything like that, including some off-site news, actually. The broadcast studio where we come from here is LV Rocks, and they got a forum, LVRocks.com. And in that forum, there has been this just huge, huge three-page thread going on.
That I partook of as well.
Everyone, in a couple cases. Everyone has partook of. And pretty much, I want to just... I'm only doing this to point out one person, really.
Who's that?
This guy who is a broadcaster here, also at the studio for different shows, which we're not going to even pimp out because he pisses me off, the Goof. And the Goof has decided to take upon himself to pretty much not only live up to his name intentionally, but downright turn a very intellectual, very, very good conversation into a big pile of flaming shit.
Let me go ahead and see if I can give you guys the literal Reader's Digest version of this.
Oh, no, we got some quotes we're going to do from here.
Basically, when he decided to say some shit and Trencher called him on it, he went ahead and said... Trencher said, "You don't know what you're talking about." And he goes, "Well, I never claimed I did." Yet he continues on the conversation.
Yet he continues on the topic and keeps just
he is utterly shot down by Trencher and other people.
Everyone.
His excuse is, "Well, I was just trying to bust your chops a little."
Yes, this will be good. So
it's very lame.
Here's what happened. Basically, there's a thread on there. The thread is called "Oil Price Skyrocketing." Obviously, you know what it's going to be about. It's going to be about those bastards. Who mismanaged the refineries to the point where one major disaster has now wiped out one-third of the refining process in the United States. You know, totally, completely, and utterly wiped out one-third.
It's not really that bad.
And then, and then you get the other assholes, the other set of assholes, like BP down in the south, in Georgia, who decided that, well, since we're fucked, let's fuck them even worse, and start charging between $5 and $6 for a gallon of gas. $5.65 was like for the cheap shit, and then it goes up from there.
Yes, and by the way, now that prices have actually
oil
hit that someplace,
oil speculation.
Can I please just tell a nice word out there to anyone who's listening? To you know, not just if you're the perpetrator of this person, but spread it around so you turn against these people. Now we finally hit that. Can you please shut the fuck up of trying to make me feel better about 1980 gas prices and what England and Europe pays? I don't give a shit what Europe pays. It's their fault for not buying in bulk, and I'm not living in the 80s.
Nor the 70s. Matter of fact, because my mother-in-law actually pointed out that, she paid in the 70s. I think the worst she's ever seen it at a gas station that was literally almost out of gas was around $3 in the 70s. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's because the gas station was almost out of gas. I hear a phone.
As do I.
Is that ours? Are we already ringing?
We are already ringing.
I'll take care of that ringer here in a minute. Spank Wake and Radio, you're on the air.
Okay, so
this is Akari.
He's
in Ohio.
All right, Akari, kick some ass. That's great.
That's funny. He's actually at a soccer match out in...
He's with a bunch of fucking American soccer hooligans.
That's kind of a new one. Anywho, where were we? Now, you've been... Oh, yes, the tree. We turn on the mic now because we're starting to get a relevant conversation. You've been in that era.
Yes.
Compare this era to that era. I mean, is it really that big of a difference?
Yeah. Back then, they put you on rationing... So that depending on your license plate number was the day of the week you could fill up. And then the lines were really long because the so-called energy crisis.
Right.
Which, as Robert knows, someone we know used to work for Colonial Pipeline.
Okay.
And at that time, in the 70s, Colonial Pipeline piped more gasoline through that pipeline than they ever had before.
So, in other words, back then, even then, the energy crisis and the concept of an energy crisis was bullshit.
Bullshit.
Okay.
Exactly.
So let me ask. Let me kind of go into this a little more.
Now, please.
What happened here on the forum? Okay. What happened here on the forum is Sean O'Mac, a frequent guest of Spankwagon, subject to discussion. He posted just some very interesting facts, such as oil opened up on Monday after the hurricane hit or whatever at $70 a barrel. Gasoline in some places were starting to get up into $4 a gallon. Okay. Offshore rigs in Gulf of Mexico were taking a pounding, which we saw in the news. One of them crashed into a bridge. You know, they did break their moorings. They're meant to float, though, so I don't think it's going to be all that difficult, if you really think about it,
no.
to pull them back and to remoor them. They're meant to break free, so they don't. They do go out to sea, and they don't just sink underwater.
Exactly.
I've been in the Gulf of Houston,
mm-hmm.
out in the Galveston Bay.
Okay.
And I have seen the rigs being towed.
Yeah.
In for repair.
Yes.
So there's no difference.
No, there's no
all
difference.
All they have to do is, and these all have. Everybody goes, well, they've lost them. No, they haven't. They've got GPS on them. Bullshit.
Yeah, they have not lost anything. You cannot
exactly.
lose. It's not a Titanic. You know, you cannot lose it, you know.
Exactly.
And anyhow, so Sean O'Mac, you know, does his little thing here. And a bunch of other people, another few people post. And then we're going to get, pretty much all of them are finding and showing proof that speculation, the high oil prices is
right,
bullshit.
Right, right.
Goof decides to post. Now, this is what he posts. I'm going to go ahead and read this shit verbatim, okay?
Please.
Hey, thank Bush for this. No complaining about gas prices, Bush supporters. Nada, not one. You voted for that pile of shit. Now it's time to take your medicine. If you didn't support everything he stood for and knew, like all of us, that he was going to screw the country even worse than he did before, then not only should you not vote for him, but you shouldn't even be out in public. And oh yes, this is very much Bush's fault. He could do something to stop it, but has he yet? Enjoy your high gas prices, Bush supporters. You're getting exactly what you paid for. By the way, how do you think we're funding this war and given all these, you know, all of these countries' high gas prices? Okay, that's what he posted. Now, everybody, I think we could play liberal catchphrase bingo. Now, I will preface this. I think out of all of us, I'm pretty much the Democrat, moderate to liberal in leaning.
Well, you are very liberal. In comparison, yes.
In comparison, I think in this room.
You would hug trees and throw doves in the air every chance you get.
Yes.
I, of course, am the opposite of that one right there.
I saw down trees and, you know, trap shoot doves. Yeah, he trap shoots dove. Caw, caw, bang, fuck, I'm dead.
That's right.
And so I just want to point that out. So when I read my reply, now this is my reply, you know, and we have said it on our show before, screw the day traders. This is their fault. They are doing this. They are cashing in on the misfortunes and mismanagement of the refineries. Even OPEC is making sure that they are distancing themselves from the U.S. problem by increasing output by 1 million barrels a day, which is available to us. That's all I write. Okay? That is all I write. Pretty moderate sounding, in my opinion. I don't know about you guys.
It's very moderate.
Sounds very moderate to mm-hmm. me.
And you're absolutely right.
Yeah. I mean, we've discussed on the show, we've discussed it pretty much to ad nauseum. By the way, I follow up his post, because that post wasn't directly to Goof. That was part of the conversation. My post to Goof. By the way, Goof, shut up. I'm as liberal as a liberal can get, and even I know that this is not Bush's fault. So please shut up and stop wasting my bandwidth with your bandwagon response. Yours truly, the very liberal trencher. Pretty stock standard response.
Yeah.
Now, I know everybody's like, why can't we just read this on our own? But trust me, this is going to get good. Goof replies, if you don't think that this is somehow Bush's fault, then you probably still believe in the Easter Bunny. Bush is very much at fault for this. I suppose he wasn't at fault for lying to the entire country about weapons of mass destruction that Iraq had. I don't even follow politics very much. Run that one. Hold that one. And even I know Bush is somehow at fault for it. Took him two edits to write that fucking line.
Well,
you okay there, Glenn?
Oh, I'm perfectly fine right there. I'm just taking all this in because, in all honesty, yeah. Basically, what we're looking at here is Goof is someone who's a complete and utter fucking troll. He's got, and I love the fact that you spend so much time on this person. Basically, he's like America.
This is the first
he's
time
frustrated.
I picked someone out like this.
That is true.
You know what? He's frustrated because he's stupid. I'm sorry. If you don't sit down and just pay attention to the facts and actually draw some valid conclusions. Now, my next post, which I won't read verbatim, but my next post pretty much addressed the fact that he wanted to insult me and insult my belief system, and then he wanted to insult me and try to switch gears and talk a different, totally different political topic. Both times I shot him down. I was not going to have it. this is out to you, Goof, because I know you're going to listen to this someday, even if I have to fucking pull a, you know, say anything and hold a tape recorder with a recording up to your head. You know, is one, you're a fucking moron. Learn before you speak. Don't speak, you know, just out of pure emotion, because you're going to be wrong. You even admit a few posts later, and you admitted this post, I don't follow politics much. Well, please don't sit here and tell us that you're always right and we're wrong, and then insult us like a grade school, like we're in grade school, when in fact you don't know what you're talking about, and you even attest to that.
Okay. In response to both of you,
mm-hmm.
both of you are right in a way. The thing about it is, the Chancellor of Germany right now,
Gerhard Schroeder,
yeah.
is so pissed off at Bush. Bush could suspend futures.
Yeah, he could.
Future trading, yeah.
Yes.
Which, because it's speculation that's driving this up. It's everyone from E-Trade to, as well, Schroeder brought up the fact that it is actually hedge funds that's driving this up. People
yeah.
are investing in
yes.
hedge funds, and the people who do the said investing are the ones that are simply literally just fucking up the market. Dude.
Now, I will say that in some degrees, you know, our 401ks, if we choose to choose, like, I want to believe it's an aggressive 401k,
right,
it's going to go in for
the
energy.
High risk.
Yeah, it's
going to
go in for energy stocks.
Yes.
And, you know, to a degree, that's okay, because those are more sustained and long term.
Right.
It's these assholes who are doing, you know, the speculation. It's the assholes who are, you know, who are bringing up their stocks in the future trades. And, yeah, everyone sees this. Anybody with a brain fucking sees this.
Right.
Oh, God, you're right. We didn't bring that up, did we?
Who do you think could possibly be behind all this?
I don't know. Who?
Oh, I don't know. Let's see.
So we got to blame him for this? We have to blame... Dude, is this your fault? All right, whatever. And that's great. We're paying $3 a gallon of gas, and you have chicken.
I can never get enough of this.
No, I can't. I can never get enough of the one. But anyhow, we do have to let everybody know we have a new engineer in the studio. So right from now. Yeah, he likes to toot his own horn, but Leroy is our new sound engineer. New sound engineer. Anywho, I guess my bitch about, you know, people who sit there and think too emotionally is just, it's...
Well, the problem is they're basically frustrated because they don't know what's going on and they don't like the feeling of
they're
not in control.
Why can't they do what everybody else does and learn? I'm not in any more control than him.
Learn what exactly?
Okay, how is it that we can have a forum full of pages and pages, quite literally several hundred thousand words of people saying we could do this, 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 and this, and we would see a positive impact. And we get one loud asshole who says, it's Bush's fucking fault, you know, neener, neener, neener. He stole your soul.
How could you get that?
Yeah.
Easily.
Well,
man.
How could you get away from that?
How can you get away from that?
Yeah.
You're going to have, for a lot of people right there, you have to ignore them. Now, granted, people like this are always good to you know, be thought provoking
mm-hmm.
to a degree. But, I mean, come on, dude. Basically,
bullshit.
What it is a lot of times, in my opinion, what I see is you have someone with their own agenda. His agenda is he does not like Bush. Now, I don't like Bush either. However.
And you're a Republican.
Right. However, that's separate from what we're discussing. But
oh, totally.
His primary goal is going to be to simply bash Bush. Now, no matter what topic he's in,
mm-hmm.
this guy could be discussing fucking eBay nostalgia of Smurfs. Okay?
Right.
Well, you see, Bush has created such an environment people want to go ahead and
relive
the 80s. So
relive the 80s through the Bulgarian art of whatever the guy named.
Exactly. No matter what topic it is, he's just like those religious zealots, man. This guy is going to go ahead and try to twist facts and just insert ludicrous theories simply to go ahead and get everything to suit what he needs.
Yeah.
Well, now, my opinion is people who choose to blame Bush, and, you know, I'm not saying that he's not at fault in some way, but the thing about it is people who want to lay blame off on someone else don't want to take responsibility, stand up, and take action.
Well, you know, that's a very interesting thing, because you have these liberals out there, right? And these liberals out there whine and whine and whine, and yet they don't do anything.
This is true.
They don't do a damn thing.
Well, of course not. It's easier to whine and complain than to get off
but
your
you
ass
know what?
And do something.
But you know what?
Exactly.
If you're, and I had to ask him in this in the forum. I go, are you registered to vote, and do you? And he said yes to both, which really scares the shit out of me in a way. Because
really?
I mean, I don't know what's – I mean
– Fascism alert. Fascism alert. So because someone doesn't think like you, you want to go ahead and keep them from voting?
No.
I'm just throwing your liberalism back at you.
You go fucking throw yourself off a fucking balcony for all I care. Listen to me.
Tolerance, Mark. Tolerance.
Thank you, Jay. So anyhow.
Oh, no. His wife has his nuts in her purse.
Oh, we're not even. He's not even allowed to be talked about on the show anymore.
Yes, that is forbidden.
He's pretty much verboten. Anywho.
I apologize.
It's okay. I feel that if you're going to be a voter, you need to be at least conscientious of what you're actually, you know, talking about. Because if you're just spouting off of the mouth and you don't know what you're talking about, that scares me that your vote does count. I mean, I'm glad it does, and I'm glad you're going through the process. You have every right to, and that's a good thing.
I agree.
Bullshit.
But damn it, dude. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not going to – I don't know shit about, you know, fucking I can't even think of something I haven't read about, world politics or something, you know. I don't know what the fuck's going on in Ohio, you know, with one of their local delegates, but I'm not going to move there and a week later vote on something.
Exactly.
You know, I'm not going to fucking tell people that or you know, go into something without some information.
Basically, when you're like the rest of us who take this seriously, a voting right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And you take it seriously. You look at all the angles. You study it. You get the information you need to make a conscious decision, an intelligent decision.
Thank you. An intelligent decision. As a matter of fact, let's go to the chat room here. The chat room. My wife. Now, she's the one, and I will say this, and I will give her full credit for this. She just said he is an informed voter, and that's absolutely correct.
Right.
I was an uninformed voter. As a matter of fact, I was worse. I even tried to talk politics without being registered to vote.
Mm. Not being registered to vote does not give you a right not to discuss it.
Okay.
It is your free choice not to vote.
Oh, yes, it absolutely is my free choice not to vote. But my wife would not talk politics with me until she knew I was registered to vote. So that meant all of our conversations were that of Donna Reed. Hi, how was your day? Today was pretty good. How about you? Golly, I sure missed the beaver. You know, I mean, it's pretty much it for the conversation.
For a while there, you did.
So it was a pretty much limited conversation.
Right.
She convinced me, you know, if you're gonna bitch about this stuff, you have a voice to do something. You can't bitch about it and then sit there and say everybody else has to fix it. Because you're part of it.
By not voting yes, you are part of the freaking problem.
Yeah, you're not helping either solution,
exactly.
Whether it's for or against.
You're just going to sit there and bitch that I voted and fucked your life up. And you have a right to do that.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, and that's
my
right.
Then get off of your dead ass, go out, register to vote, mm-hmm. and get your shit together
but
and do it.
But the problem here is another aspect right there, being an informed voter. It's whose information are you using? Being an informed voter doesn't just necessarily mean you listen to a couple commercials.
Well, that is true. You have to be able to, and I'm not trying to sound, maybe I'm sounding fascist, but you have to be able to read to form a very good opinion. And form that opinion off of some factual, because when we get those, during the elections, we get, you know, he voted yes on adding concentration camps. Well, yeah, he voted also yes that we needed to spend more money for the, you know, for this part of the economy,
right,
or that part,
right,
of the nature.
Yeah, or
you know,
anything that was ever been pork-barreled into a fucking vote, people will go ahead and turn that against somebody. Granted, it's their fault for not voting for it, but of course it works both ways.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, let's say there's going to be a bill up in Congress right there that says slavery is illegal, and it's pork-barreled into something that says, you know, save the poor children. Well, he voted no to save the poor children. No, he actually voted no
to
slavery.
Exactly. So, anywho, anybody has an opinion, why don't we go ahead and, Claude, open those phone lines.
1-866-LV-ROCKS, Las Vegas Locals, 383-8120.
Again, that's 1-866-LV-ROCKS, Local Vegas, 383-8120. We want to hear your opinion on this. I mean, informed or uninformed, regardless.
The thing about it is, when you say, you know, a few commercials and people make their decisions on it, I'm sorry. I know and will assume...
Read a newspaper, people.
...that not only read a newspaper, your listeners are very well educated on the internet,
mm-hmm.
and they can search and find out whatever they want to.
Well, your wife, Trencher, has gone ahead and she's decided to really smack the hornet's nest.
Oh, she's doing a good
job
of it,
too. This is why the Founding Fathers required the Electoral College.
Which is very interesting. She, of all people, would say that based on she's very, very much liberal, and you know, she. I figured she would be very much against the whole, you know.
So, what do you think, Electoral College, yea or nay?
I'm indifferent. I mean,
it's a silly roundabout way.
It's a stupid step to add into the process, but
although
in
a way it does eliminate a lot of votes.
The morons. Yes, it does eliminate the morons, and I think what it does though is it develops a split because you can have the popular vote and then the Electoral College vote, and sometimes they do not mesh. And
well, that was quite evident with Bush.
Well, Bush was a different, unique story. I can think of a time in the past. I can't think of exactly when that the Electoral College was it Kennedy where they voted one way.
I think so, yeah, because Mickey Mouse got the popular vote, but Kennedy got the electoral.
Interesting. What state?
Shit everywhere. Like, Mickey Mouse won the Kennedy-Nixon election.
Nice.
For real.
So, I'll have to look that one up. Anywho, you're listening to...
Spank Wagon Radio.
And what we're going to do right now, we're going to cut to our first music break.
And I think I got some good music.
Apparently, we have some new we have a new syndicate, so or a new listener
well.
Or something. We'll have to find out more information.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead now, and I'm going to play a little music dedicated to New Orleans.
So we'll be back. You're listening to
Spank Wagon Radio.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, you're back listening, or we're back talking.
And everyone is happy.
This is...
Spank Wagon Radio.
And I am Trencher.
I am Course and the irrefutable Claude Balls.
And by the way, we never did cover this at the beginning of the show. If you want to join us live, there's several ways to do this. Of course, we already opened up the phone lines. But if you're really cool and you want to chat with us live, we have a chat room open. It's irc.slashnet.org. pound LV rocks is the room, or the channel, if you will. Also, I think that if you go to spankwagon.net, click on the cam and chat link, well, it'll bring you here, too. Plus, we have the webcam up, so you can sit and stare at all of our ugly mugs.
Everyone's very happy right now. Toes wanted to comment on the music choice for this evening. He says, well, yes, in Louisiana, there's water underground pretty much all the time. Same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Basements don't exist, and people are buried above ground. It's just the water flowing overground that's a bit different.
No, you know what? The water flowing overground isn't that much different. I mean, they've been preparing for this for years.
And it shows.
And it's... yeah, exactly. Dude, I just saw on the news today. Today! The National Guard are finally starting to make a presence known. This is after we've had looters shooting at the police.
What do you think they got the guns to shoot them at?
The pawn shops that they looted.
Exactly. Walmart.
And Walmart. Oh, God, it was amazing. What the fuck is going on with people? You're in one state, not an entire country, not an entire hemisphere. You're just more than 300 miles or less away from support. And what do? We're going to stay and rough it out. Hopefully everybody else important leaves, and we can go ahead and go hug fucking wild.
Right, right.
Oh, no. My favorite is the guy who looted and took the TV that had been under fucking water.
Yeah, they're still electronics. My favorite, you know, were the people that stole Walmart jewelry. Hold your thought on that. Thank you. Walmart jewelry. You know, you're going to get a lot of money for that.
That's quality.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, nothing Sam Walton says is but quality on the ring, you know.
Sam Walton ain't saying anything yet. Although you might be able to see him if he's buried in Louisiana.
Yeah, he's buried in Arkansas, but maybe, you know, just...
Well,
maybe.
A lot of bodies are actually...
They've had coffins
yeah.
roll up on the beach.
Speaking of, this was something I saw. I don't remember who he broadcast for, but Britt Hume or whatever...
Britt Hume, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's his name.
Yeah.
I don't know which one it... No. Anyhow... It was one of these newscasters, and he was on one of the freeway bridges, Interstate 10 bridge, and you know he's looking all dramatic. He's got his little news anchor cap on, and he's got his nice fucking polo on. Amazing how well they kept clean. You know, everybody else is going to fucking madness. They, however, are wearing three-piece goddamn suits.
Dude, this is Vegas. You can go get cleaned up in a casino by them little wipes.
Well, yeah, but that's that they're not in Vegas, so anywho.
No, they have Gulfport.
Yeah, they have Gulfport. So anyhow, he's standing there. He's going, this is a horrible scene. This is disaster everywhere. Look, and this is where east side of New Orleans once was.
It's hard to take someone seriously when they look like they're ready to go golfing.
Exactly.
Tell me about disaster.
Exactly. And then what does he do? He takes a step back and he goes, and this man is dead. You know, and there's a dead body on the fucking freeway.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? Wait. Whoa. Brain shut down.
Yeah.
You know, brain fucking shut down.
A lot of times what they're doing is they're carrying the dead away to keep the zone sanitary, so it's not uncommon to see them piled up.
Mm-hmm. But this is one dead body on the freeway.
Yeah,
now,
right
I'm thinking
across
to myself,
the street from where they fucking live. Get real.
I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. Where are, you know, the National Guard? Where are people that are supposed to be taking care of this?
They were somewhere else because thanks to our fabulous government, which... I can say this because I feel I'm well informed. When the tsunami, well, as far as my reading goes, when the tsunami hit, we were over there to take care of the third fucking world countries
within
24 hours.
Within 24 hours. It took an entire week.
It took four goddamn days.
Snipers halted progress.
Bullshit. You know what? Shoot at me. I'll shoot back at you and I'll kill you.
We can't. The liberals say we can't.
No. Martial law has been declared, if I remember correctly.
It's not true, martial law. It's like what they call
martial
law.
And I don't think the liberals are saying shit, because even they're going, whoa.
A lot of people are like, they're looting to survive because
bullshit,
you're not
TVs
there.
Are not a survival tool.
Oh, I agree.
Neither is the guy who was running down the street with clothes piled on top of his head
dude with a cart full of Nikes.
Yes. What the fuck is he going to do?
Wear them. I guess you'll always have a dry pair of shoes if you remember to put them up, you know?
Well, no, the thing about it is by the time that all the sewage and all the water moccasins and
alligators and
all that shit gets done, you know what they say, dead men tell no tales, and snapping turtles and alligators are going to be the cleanup crew down there.
Apparently, they're going to be by the most well-fed creatures on the planet this time.
That I think right now, kids, it's time for conspiracy theory, something I'm thinking about.
Oh, ooh, bullshit.
Really? Okay, let's hear your conspiracy theory.
I don't think they want to pull the people out of New Orleans right now on purpose.
Why?
Because they'd rather let them die than have to live to file insurance claims.
Huh. You know.
And it's easier to let crocodiles and shit eat corpses than it is to pay people overtime to incinerate the bodies.
Gasoline's expensive.
And so is natural gas and everything in that
pile
area.
Pile and buff every
time. That's interesting because I really never thought about that. But you're right.
Plus,
if you
know
let
what?
Them fend for themselves and literally kill themselves off. And we're not saying this in a racial sense.
But there's also something else that we can learn about this.
What's that?
What if the United States were to be the victim of, let's say, World War III? Let's say nuclear winter hit.
Okay.
Let's say we had some other types of natural catastrophes or even terrorist or acts of war happen.
Mm-hmm.
New Orleans is actually a gigantic war game to see what we can do to control the civilians.
So you think that they let it go for so long just with the intent of...
No. I don't think it's just the intent. I think that's a side bonus. I think there's many reasons to let this go on.
By the way, let's reiterate to the chat room. This is conspiracy theory thought only, not actual
reality.
Opinion.
Right.
This is just, hey,
well,
what if?
Your wife does also say, I think they left them because they are the poor. And your wife is also right on that, too. I believe that's another feature.
Too. Oh, yeah.
Hold on. Let's take a look here. In Florida, we rescue those people right away. Okay. Even in New Orleans, the people who could A, get out, and B, the ones we came to rescue first. Okay.
The Superdome people.
No, the Superdome people aren't all out.
No. There's two encampments right now. There's the Superdome
and the Convention Center.
And then there's the Convention Center. The Convention Center hasn't been touched, at last I heard, as of
yesterday.
I know.
But hear me out. The people that they're letting behind that are dying, these are the dregs of the city. The criminals, the rapists. But the thing about it is the people that they've saved and they're helping get back on their feet, these are the working class. Anyone from the maids that clean the rooms to engineers that keep companies going. These are people who work and pay taxes and they pay back into the system.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're also going to let the people behind die, the ones who take out of the system more than they put into it. They don't work. Public assistance.
Third, fourth, fifth generation.
Police
and
coverage.
You know what? The fact of the matter is the people that were staying in New Orleans, there was two types. There was people that, this is my home, and I'm going down with it. The B.B. King.
Right.
The B.B. Kings of the world.
Right.
And then you have the people that we can't afford to get out of here. We don't know how to get out of here. We don't have that ability.
Fuck them. Right. They're poor.
No. Wait a minute. My point is, all of a sudden, they've got hundreds of buses lined up to haul these fuckers out now.
Mm-hmm.
Where were they at before this hurricane hit? Why didn't we bust their dumb asses out
there?
What
about church buses?
Dude, didn't you see the line outside of the Superdome that were all the Greyhound luxury cruise buses?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Far as the eye could see, they were lined up to take these people now.
Mm-hmm.
Why did we not use these resources of our fabulous government's way of thinking before this hit rather than after the disaster hit? I tell you why. Conspiracy theory out the window. Really don't care. You have to remember, these are third, fourth, fifth generation of welfare recipient mentality people.
Oh, absolutely. No, and I'm not arguing.
In the event of a natural disaster, let's say here in Vegas, a natural disaster hit. Okay?
Okay, an earthquake. That's pretty much all I can think of happening
all
here.
All right. Well, but the thing about it is, no, something that you knew in advance was going to happen, like a hurricane, you, your family, would get the fuck out.
If we had sufficient warning, absolutely.
These people
and
had sufficient
even
warning.
Even Toe says that they had way more warning
than a tsunami.
Yes. The thing about it is, this is a trial. If you're talking the conspiracy theory, this is a trial run with the federal government. They say for years they've been planning, in the event of a disaster, what would happen to New Orleans? Nothing. They didn't do shit. Even in, where was it, Denmark, where they have all the levees and...
Yeah, they have 40-foot hydraulic levees that
yeah,
raise
right.
up.
Yes.
Okay, now...
Some engineering fucking marvels those
exactly.
things are, by the way.
We have dirt levees. World's richest fucking nations, and we got dirt levees holding back the Mississippi River, that lake, another lake.
Lake Pitacochrane or whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever. You have all these lakes that surround the soup bowl, as they call it.
Well, and you know what? I mean, New Orleans has been sinking like inches a year
exactly.
for several years. And
but the point is, you had sufficient warning. You would, A, walk out if you couldn't do anything else. If you knew that 4 days from now there was going to be a hurricane here and it was going to be devastating, they telling you, the prediction was that the eye of the storm was going to pass right over New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It didn't. It went right over Biloxi.
Which is another area that... We're not hearing about looting in Biloxi, are we?
No.
No, and that's different. It is a completely different thing.
Why?
Okay, now, let's go ahead. Let's get this out in the open right there. I'm not going to play the race card. I'm not going to say that these people are savages because they're black. I'm going to say these people are savages because of the environment they come in, because they are not workers. They don't know how to fucking survive in life, hence why they have to be on public assistance. It has nothing to do with them being white or black, because I think equally you can be just as much of a fucking loser. People in Biloxi, we don't see this shit happening, and we evacuated them because, number one, Biloxi is a money town. Biloxi pulls in $500,000 a day in revenue for the state.
If I remember correctly, they are not only a military, but they are a gambling.
Yes.
They have a big gambling industry there.
Yes. Number two, the thing about this area right there is these people are workers, whether they work for the military, they work for the gaming and hospitality industry. These people are working for some sort of industry. Not only are they important to the economy to help be saved, to get there on track, but we also need to these people also will take it upon themselves to remain civilized and structure themselves in the event of a disaster, which is what they did. It is not like New Orleans. In New Orleans, I'm going to tell you right now, the problem is with everybody who's out there fucking looting and shooting, it's because all their lives they've been told what to do by the system. And the one time that the system disappears...
Or fails entirely.
And doesn't. But and more, just as importantly, to the fact, is not there to tell them what to do and how to live, this is what they break down to.
Interesting.
That's true. I mean, when you consider, and I'm not saying this because you're white or I'm white. It doesn't matter. The thing about it is, your entire life, when you got old enough to get out on your own, you've always worked. Nobody supported you after you hit 18, right?
Correct.
You've always paid for your college education and everything. You've worked for what you have.
Right.
Nobody stood around and said, oh, here's your monthly welfare check.
Right.
And here's your food stamps, and you don't have to do shit.
Right.
Okay? That's the welfare mentality. And when you get that, it's very coveted in places to have this mentality, as long as you can get the public assistance that sustains you.
Right.
In most places, in California, the more children you have on welfare, the more money you get. Therefore, it pays a woman not to
work, but to
have children.
And that's a common argument of those systems across
the
country.
But it does not teach them survival and independence
techniques.
No, it
won't. I mean, I'm sorry. It's a 16-year-old living at home is what it is. You know, and that's the mentality. We'll tell you what to do.
Exactly.
You know, we'll give you this as
an
allowance.
I say that you would... I mean,
the wife even breaks down. It's a poverty thing, is what it is. This isn't a race thing. It isn't a color.
Bullshit. Thing. It's not even poverty. It's not poverty because you have poor people out there who doesn't matter how hard life has fucking hit them, how low it's kicked them to the ground. These people have a sense of pride and independence. Doesn't matter what their income is, and those people will still survive. It's the ones that have been babied by a society and the system itself. They have no sense of independence. It's like if you take a fucking wild animal, okay, and you breed it in captivity, its offspring, you feed and you take care of in the zoo. And if you try to turn them loose, they don't know how to survive because they've never been given those survival instincts.
Okay, all right.
Techniques, actually. Techniques.
Techniques, instincts, whichever.
Well, the thing about it is, you come from Iowa, Mark.
Yeah.
You know, and you know that around you, your entire life, you knew what farming was.
Yeah, I knew what agriculture was.
Exactly. You wouldn't starve to death. You would know from you and your father to go hunting, you know, to kill something to eat. You don't have to kill another human being.
Right.
You don't have to loot out of a store because somebody didn't serve you your
dinner.
Well,
again, I see where you're going to with the point of this is the fact that, you know, some of us
have the
mentality of surviving. Case in point, actually, this is a great blog to read that Reverend Hammer linked up onto the wagon. It's a Survival of Orleans blog, is what I believe is what it's being called, but it's a guy who works out of DirectNIC. And he is chronicling everything he's been doing and blogging and video capturing everything. He is a former ex-military guy who's like trained in survival. So they have like everything they need to survive in this office building for as long as they need to.
Right.
And it's really amazing when you sit there and read what he's been doing and watching. So yeah, I mean, it's all a mentality of how you've been trained. You know, he's talking about how they handled water rationing and how they're handling waste, you know, human waste
disposal.
Rationing and disposal
right.
and all yeah. this. And, you know, very amazing stuff, and it can be done. And, you know, to the asshole looters out there, you know, when they finally, you know, maybe when they come to their senses, maybe. You know, maybe when someone comes to the census for them, kaboom, you know?
Right. But the thing about it, as you know, Claude's father, who's passed away.
Yeah, he's been a guest.
Yes, I know, I heard.
Yes, he's been a guest here in the studio even.
Cool. You take him out.
Well, yeah.
Got to get some sun, you know?
I guess.
You look like shit when you're dead.
Not really. He's just kind of dusty and ashy.
Well, you know.
Virtual One has a very good joke right there that has to be shared with everyone.
Okay, why don't you share it for us?
Yes. Jesus.
Actually, Vert, call in and tell us your joke. Better yet, let's not have Claude ruin it.
You know what? You got to tell his joke.
You got to tell the joke, Vert. So 1-866-LV-ROCKS. Give us a call.
You have to call because I can't see the monitor to see the joke.
Yes. So why don't we go ahead and switch gears?
Wait. I want to finish what I was saying.
Oh, okay.
Okay. My husband, who was a lot older than I was, lived through World War II.
Okay.
Okay. Was a small child during World
Trust
War
II. Trust me, I had to hear about it.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
And every time this man went out to the grocery store, everything was, he bought a little extra.
Mm-hmm.
Because we lived in California.
He was Mormon.
And therefore, no.
Okay.
No.
He kept trying to hook me up with Mormon women, though.
Yes, really.
Anyhow.
One-legged, one-eyed woman.
What? Wait, I haven't heard this one.
No, I got to finish this first, then I'll tell you that
one. Okay, please. I'll even drop the news article to hear
we'll
this one.
We'll talk about that later.
No, the thing about
By the way, in how's everything going in the engineering booth?
In the engineering booth?
Yeah, how's everything going in the engineering booth?
I think he's doing fine.
And once again, Ron, make sure everybody knows that our new engineer is... dude, you forgot your mic again. Learn it. Never slide the mic up while you're talking. Forget it. You'll figure it out. All right. So, anyhow.
My husband, every time he would go out, would buy something extra. Because we lived in California. You never knew when an earthquake was going to hit. Had to have a portable potty. Had to have disposable toilet paper to go with it.
Yes.
And the chemicals to eat all this shit up.
They even had stoves and camping fuel.
Okay, so you had survivalist gear.
Yeah.
I don't know if my dad would have been able to use it, though, but that's different.
Hey, you had it, and that's something.
That's okay. Mom knew how to use it.
There you go.
It didn't matter.
Anywho.
Anyway, I will let you go with that. And the thing about it is...
I'm so curious about the one eye, one leg.
Okay, let's go ahead and run this down for you.
We need a topic change. We need something light.
My father was always trying to, like, you know, hook me up with this... with weird women and stuff.
No, that's not what happened. Bullshit.
Well, there was this one. She was a bank teller at Bank of America here in town.
Okay.
And I guess he'd been talking to her, and she was Mormon, and he's like trying to hook me up with her. He's like, you know, she's a nice girl. She got a really good personality. First of all, that's the first warning sign.
Personality.
She's a little cross-eyed, but you'd hardly know it.
She's a little cross-eyed, but you'd hardly know it. Buy my car, brand new 2006 Chrysler.
Dude, you'll love it, man.
Has stolen rims, but you'll never know.
It's hardly new.
Hardly new. For sale, parachute, never open, slight stain.
Whenever you want to go get some music too, man, I got the music hookup, man.
Okay. So anyhow, one eye, or at least lazy eye.
So that's what it broke down to. My father tried to be hooking me up with, like, you know.
Gimps.
Yeah, that's the way I figured it.
So Robert said, Claude said, sorry about that. Claude said,
oh my God, your real name's Robert? Holy shit! I've never known.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It's a mom thing.
Aww, everybody in the chat land, aww. Okay.
I won't be allowed to come back, that's okay.
It's up
you.
To him. So.
Fuck you, I don't care. Anyway, no. He spouted back to his father, said, what, she only got one leg too? Fucking A, man.
Nice. Very nice. One-eyed, one-horned. Anywho.
Yeah.
All right. So.
Vert says he can't call
in. Vert says he can't call in, so he's not going to call in. So
I'll tell this joke. This is courtesy of Vert, by the way. So there's Jesus, and he walks into this bar. Sees this guy sitting at the bar, and he's got like a deformed arm.
Mm-hmm.
Goes up, and smacks the guy on the forehead, and says, "Be healed, my son." Arms looks as normal after that, right there. Guy can use it, everything. He's all, "Oh, thank you, praise Jesus, thank you, God." Runs out of the bar. Next guy he walks up to, got an eye patch. Says, "Be healed, my son." Smacks him on the forehead. Eye patch falls off. Guy's got perfect 20/20 vision.
Hmm.
Praise Jesus, thank you, Lord. Walks out of the bar. End of the bar, there's this guy sitting by himself. Jesus walks up to him. The guy jumps up and screams, "Don't come near me. I'm on disability."
Nice.
Welfare mentality, motherfucker.
Very nice. All right. Nice. Why don't we cover this little bit of news? Everybody who has been following the wagon for some time now knows that we love this guy. Whitey McCracker has been in the news yet again. For those of you not familiar, Whitey McCracker wanted to start up the White People's Party here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Whitey McCracker basically wanted...
Do you want me to get you some music for this?
Yeah, sure. Whitey McCracker basically... Oh! Anyhow, Whitey McCracker here basically wanted to propose the White People's Party. Come to find out, he's an ex-felon himself who's been running 3 halfway houses without proper licenses. Michael O'Sullivan, the other name for Whitey McCracker, who's leader of an effort to create a political party, was convicted of burglary in Illinois in 82 when he was 18. And he was convicted of aggravated battery, robbery, and burglary 2 years later. His record with Metro Las Vegas has dated back to 88. His offenses have been misdemeanors such as battery, obstructing police, and failure to register as a felon. Police cited him here in Vegas for battery in 2001 after he allegedly threatened a man with a screwdriver and shoved him at one of his own halfway houses. 10 days after that incident, he allegedly ripped the side mirror off of a vehicle of a woman who called him a name while at his home doing odd jobs. She said he also scratched X's in the paint of her vehicle. Now, this is funny. Whitey McCracker goes, "Well, I totally acknowledge I've had a lot of misdemeanors, but it's not like, something I'm particularly proud of. 21 years ago, I got into a lot of trouble." Well, what about 4 years ago, dick? "But I've turned my life around. I live a good, straight life when I'm not scratching X's and swastikas in people's cars. I've helped a lot of people." The legal system.
Yeah.
State officials say he does not have the proper licensing to run the halfway houses, all 3 of them here. The state is now investigating McCracker's 3 Vision House locations, which are sober living facilities for those with substance abuse problems and offenders who've committed crimes linked to drugs or alcohol.
I have a question.
Yes.
Since he has these halfway houses for drug abuse or substance abuse and offenders and things like this, doesn't the city and the county and the state place these people in those facilities?
Very, very correct.
I never thought of that.
Yeah, they are placed there. These are not voluntary homes. These are, "You're staying here, boy."
"Pardon me, I'm a crackhead. Can you help me?"
"Why, I'm a white guy. I sure think I can. Ha, yuck."
And they just came to the fucking conclusion that they hadn't licensed him?
You know what? They've been placing him there for a while. The law went into effect in 2002 that requires halfway houses to be licensed by the state. Documents such as local business license, fire marshal report, 3 letters of recommendation.
3 letters of
recommendation. 3 letters of recommendation. "I think Bob would be a very good person to run a halfway house.
Because he let me live.
He let me go.
He didn't attack me with that screwdriver.
He always seemed to have clean white sheets on the beds. But I was curious about the eye holes cut out of them."
I thought you were going to say head instead of bed. Damn. No.
So, yeah, they also need a document, 3-letter recommendation, and a floor plan of the facility, and proof of insurance. All of this has to be turned in to be complete. McCracker, 41, applied for the license in May 2003. The application expired a year later after the agency... The regulators said that, he never submitted it. So, Whitey McCracker back in our news, back in Spankwagon News. This guy's getting worse, is it? Because first we find out you wanted to start the all-white political party, which is illegal.
Yeah.
Then we found out he runs halfway houses. Now we're finding out he basically shouldn't be running these halfway houses. I think he gets better with Whitey McCracker. Anyway, we're looking
at the clock. Very interesting guy.
I have another question here.
Uh-huh.
How do you have an ex-felon in charge of a bunch of ex-felons?
You know, that's a very good question, but I guess, you know, if it takes one to know one. I mean, seriously, if you think about it, I mean, that may be the logic that he thought. But hey, as he said, I'm fully recovered now. What happened 21? Ignore the 4 years ago. I'm a changed man from 21. Ignore 4 years ago.
Wait a minute. Now, bullshit.
Well, thank you. Well said, I think.
The state didn't look at they didn't do a background check
on
this guy?
Well, we're talking Las Vegas, where you have to have sheriff's cards for everything else but running a halfway house.
This is true.
And teaching. Look at all the child molesters who teach kids.
Yeah. Oh, they just arrested another one last week. Fucking A.
Really?
No. That wasn't a child molester.
Oh, no, that was a guy who killed another guy up in...
He killed another man in Minnesota, but the catch-22 in his favor, he was only accused but not found guilty. He would not have shown up in a search.
What had happened was he was accused, not really accused.
Accused, but not really accused.
No. He was responsible, and they knew that he was responsible.
No, they did not. Wait a minute.
They knew that he was responsible for taking the guy down. Later on, he had already left town when this guy died.
Well, yeah, no, he left town when the guy died because. You know, the altercation, and he was then a suspect, but no, he was not, you know, he was a suspect, but not formally charged. So he wouldn't have never shown up in anything here.
So he's not really accused. You're a suspect.
You're a suspect, but I guess...
Everyone's a suspect.
Come on, accusing you of being something, I guess, being a suspect is being, say, we're accusing you that you may have done it. I mean, I may be taking the definition differently, but Claude, speak up for fucking
God
once.
God damn, man, where the hell are you?
I have a headache. I'm overcoming it.
Bullshit.
Normally you're doing much better in the show by now, but anyway, we got to take a break. We're going to take a nice long break. Why don't we take a 20-minute break?
Okay, let's go ahead. Let's take a 20-minute break, and in the meantime, to help raise awareness about New Orleans, there are a lot of missing people out there. You know, a lot of families are spread apart. So if you can do what you can to go ahead, and if you know somebody, you know, who's missing and they're found, you know, go ahead and help out. Or if you see somebody's body, identify them when you ransack the pockets.
Yeah.
Go ahead, do what you can.
Check the wallet. When you're ransacking the body for money and just loot, double check the ID and go, oh, this is Bob Smith. Well, I better tell Bob Smith's, you know, relatives that he's now dead and I really like his watch.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So. Or, you know, children that have been washed away as well. So on that high note we're going to end on, let me go ahead.
I guess it puts a whole new, you know, whole new spin on Rub-A-Dub-Dub, 3 Men in a Tub.
That's floating down the Mississippi.
Anywho.
Oh, no. They're just floating around New Orleans.
Play some damn music, Claude. I'm going to go to the next slide.
Thank you.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, we are back from another break. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever,
Spank Wagon Radio.
And, of course, in case you've missed it, the first two parts of the show, I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm the irrefutable Claude Balls.
And what were you doing outside?
Vomiting.
Are you feeling better?
No.
Oh, this isn't good.
But the show has to go on.
Your dedication's great. Are you going to get me ill?
No.
What did you eat?
I had cherry soda.
So all you've had today is a cherry soda. So you're throwing up cherry fucking soda.
Yes.
Oops, sorry, Adam.
What did you eat sitting on the sofa at home?
I had a cheeseburger from last night, hours ago.
Yeah.
And do you think this may be some of your problem?
No, because I threw most of that burger up already.
No, there's no such thing as, you know, poisoning, food poisoning. No. Your guts of steel. This is great. I could talk shit about him. He can't even fucking argue back. All I have to do is go.
Ah, that's very, very cruel of you.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah, like rainy nights ain't good.
Sorry, is that making you sick?
If I have to throw up here on the studio table, it won't be my fault.
Oh, sure. Blame someone else. Anywho. You know, I do say anywho a lot for the personnel in the green room. Quit bitching about it. Anywho. Why don't we go ahead and do Dead Celeb, or not Dead Celeb. Let's go ahead and do Mad Props. Let's get Mad Props out of the way.
You know what? Why not?
Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time in Spank Wagon Radio where we acknowledge you, the faithful listeners. First, let's say hello to Rolando.
Mad props.
Let's say hello to Chizad.
Mad props.
What's the full nick on? We'll get to that. Let's say med props to Toe.
Mad props.
Virtual One.
Mad props.
Whiff.
Mad props.
And we don't know if they're in the room or anything, but Wise Guys.
Mad props.
I think we got lurkers. Anywho, there's your mad props for this week. Oh, you got one more? M. Nightfall Gemini.
Mad props.
M. Nightfall Gemini.
I don't know.
You know what that sounds like? It sounds like one of those American Gladiator rejects. You know, I ran out of good names. I'll be Blaster. No, got that. Can I be Simpson? No, too biblical.
Night Gemini.
Yeah, okay, that'll work. You know, somewhere someone said that was good. Hey, mad props! There you go.
That was your mad props.
Mad props. Now, why don't we go ahead and cut to the other bit, too, just so we can make sure we get all of our bits done in one show. Do we have a shitty MIDI of the week? We still don't have a theme song. Maybe that's something we need to ask our listeners. You've come up with a theme song for shitty MIDI, S-H-I-D-I, MIDI, M-I-D-I, of the week.
Yes. Well, I have a very good shitty MIDI this week.
What we're going to do, we're changing up the format of shitty MIDI because Claude had a better idea for how to do it. What we're going to do first is introduce you the shitty MIDI and play it for a few seconds or whatever.
Do you want to play the MIDI first or the actual song first?
Let's play the MIDI first because then we'll play the actual song after. And if you can guess what the MIDI is, you get an absolute zero prize.
That's a good idea. All right, so let's go ahead.
You're going to get an absolute zero prize by guessing this week's shitty MIDI. Laclaude, load it up.
This is this week's shitty MIDI.
Go ahead, chat room. Start guessing away. We'll even give you the shitty MIDI pause. Love that. Oh my God, Chizad has it. Chizad, let's hear the shitty pause. Chizad picked Mortal Kombat. That's this week's shitty MIDI, and he gets an absolute zero prize.
That's right. Let me go ahead and play the real song.
Play the real song, please.
The way it should actually sound.
Actually, it doesn't sound too different.
No, there's a difference. You can hear the quality.
Well, yeah, the quality's definitely different.
The musical genius, which is Juno Reactor.
Your mom is really getting annoyed with the music.
They're both pretty shitty as far as I'm concerned. Actually, it's not the music because this is techno and I like that.
That's true. She likes Fluke.
Cool. All right, so that was this week's Shitty Midi. Didn't we do Mortal Kombat last week?
We did one okay. for Mortal Kombat,
Who are we going to blame for this fuck up now? Because if we were playing two Mortal Kombat...
We were playing two Mortal Kombats, actually. I would have accepted Mortal Kombat, but this was Tracy Lords.
Well, no, we got to blame someone for fucking up to... You know, why don't we blame our engineer? Yeah. You know who fucked this one up?
Who fucked this one up?
You know, I'll tell you.
You tell me. You tell me who fucked this up.
The engineer will say who fucked this one up. Yeah. Shit, no, let's turn this one down. We're overloading that. No, Leroy. Jesus Christ. Anywho, because I said it again, fucker in the green room.
You know,
Oh, no.
The thing about it is the fucker in the green room may get up and come in here and beat the shit out of the fucker behind the microphone.
Behind the microphone, yeah, that could happen. That could always happen. You know, by the way, that still makes me giggle. Hit it one more time. Oh, my God. All right. We can't kill everybody this week like we did last week. Okay, now, at least you have chicken. A little bit of news here. Hey, have you ever... Actually, Claude, you may have actually done this. Turn that shit off. I can't stand that. Turn that off. Have you ever bought a Ronco product?
I don't think so. No, I do. I did. I bought the onion chopper.
So you've bought like the Slice-O-Matic?
No.
Or is it Chop-O-Matic?
I guess it's a Chop-O-Matic.
Well, something O-Matic. I mean, there's Veg-O-Matic, Chop-O-Matic, Slice-O-Matic,
Sue-O-Matic. I brought an off-brand Ronco
you
fake
can't.
Product.
How can you have a fake Ronco? Isn't Ronco pretty much it? Ronco and K-Tel.
I paid like $10 for it at Walgreens.
Ronco and K-Tel pretty much
you
are the end-all.
You paid that much, moron?
Well.
Fucking A.
So anyhow... Anyhow.
No, it's anywho.
Well, you know what? I'm really getting pissed off because he's going stupid on the soundboards again.
Fine.
You know, one soundboard's okay, but you decided to turn on Borat, which doesn't sound like shit. You know, it sounds fucking horrible, this fucking, you know, Borat soundboard. You're a lousy tech. Oh, see, now you can't even hit the right goddamn buttons to make this good.
Just because you don't like Borat, dude.
I can't stand it. I mean,
have you ever heard the one Borat song?
I don't want to. Oh God, you're
please
gonna play
don't
the
play
Borat
that
song?
Shit. I hate
why?
That fucker.
Why? Why do you have to do this?
Fine.
You're sick.
No. Yes, I am. Anyhow, tell me about Ronco products, because you're gonna belittle me because I bought a Ronco product, so therefore I must exact my revenge. Apparently, you don't like the convenience of space-age
polymers.
Wait, wait,
he's feeling better. He went downstairs,
puked, and he's feeling
great
because he
yes.
won't shut up. Now, here's
yeah.
the thing: you didn't buy a Ronco product. You just said you bought a Ronco knockoff. You didn't even buy a real Ronco product.
Just because you're jealous of convenience and space-age polymers is not my problem.
How do you know you got a knockoff? You didn't get space-age polymers. You got last week's polymers. You didn't get no space age bullshit.
No, they're space age.
How do you know?
Because it says as seen on TV, and on TV they talk about.
But it's
space
a generic
polymers.
Ronco. It wasn't even a real Ronco. Ronco space age.
It's like Lanco.
Lanco.
You paid $10 for this. Thing,
I got
dude.
Me new Donko. Donko food processor. Ronco basically
why
has
you can't
sold.
Drive.
Yeah, Ron Popiel has sold his company for how much you think he could get for Ronco? The company, and him in his image.
For Ronco, I'd probably say at least probably about, I think something like that probably be at least probably like about $50 million.
Your guess?
I was going to say more like probably somewhere in the neighborhood of probably $200 or $300 million.
Well, the winner of the showdown is Club Balls at $55 million.
Oh, you're shitting me. That's all that shit was worth?
That's all that shit's worth. Five decades after slicing and dicing his way into television history, the veteran pitchman gave America the Chop-O-Matic. That's the, you know, that he likes.
The knockoff.
No, the real thing, not fucking Captain Creep Cheap Ass over here.
You have the $10 wasn't cheap.
You have the Veg-O-Matic, and if he were to buy it, it'd be the Wedge-O-Matic. Mr. Microphone, or as he likes to call it, singing in the tub, and the Pocket Fisherman, which he bought the generic version called Pocket Pool. he has sold his entire company. Ron co-founder Ron Popeil said Monday that the means that I have time, he sold it so he can have more time to invent more products. Ron Popeil made his first television commercial in the U.S. in the mid-1950s.
He's older than fucking dirt, dude.
Yes, he is.
I've seen younger faces on money.
To sell a garden hose-powered spray gun.
Remember that, dude.
Oh, who's older than fucking
older than dirt?
Who's older than money?
No, I mean, I was born in the late 50s, but I remember that shit.
Recoup. What I really meant was I had a VHS tape that I accidentally put in the VCR, and I saw a commercial that was taped, coincidentally enough, from the 50s.
No, they sold this shit in the small Midwestern town I was from.
They sold this shit on TV. You had TV in the Midwest. That's very nice.
Fuck you.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
I thought I was the first generation. Yes. Basically, he sold the spray gun. He sold the business that made him a multimillionaire and his holding company, Phitech 5. Phitech 5.
What the hell does that mean?
Phitekvii, as in numeral 5. Or no, 6-7. Phitech 7, Incorporated.
Okay.
Phitech 7, Incorporated. Phitech. Does that mean... It's trying to guess a license plate. Does it mean something? See that on a fucking plate.
Who gives a shit?
Well, apparently he did. He sold it for $55 million. First payment and $400 million, and then a convenient $15 million payment later, said Ron Popeil, who is 70 years old.
I told you he was older than dirt.
Well, his polished pitches have made him a pop culture icon.
I wouldn't say that.
Well,
I don't know. That chicken roasting thing that flips around, that's pretty cool looking.
I don't know. I mean, Ron Popeil, you know who Ron Popeil is, whether he's doing the chicken flip or my
hair
favorite.
Paint.
I was going to say the hair
paint.
Ticka. You now can lose that bald spot, Claude.
Oh, no, dude. I used to work for a company here in town, and some guy came in with no hair on top of his head, but it was painted on. You could see the hairline was so severe back. It was funny. Krylon is not a
Krylon is not a comb. Basically, as part of the deal, the Los Angeles company will retain the Ronco name and has the right to first refusal over any products that he invents. He will also continue to promote his investments and inventions on television. Now, the company and all of its assets are his name and his face, said Popeil, who sold the company to spend more time with his two young children. And
wait a minute.
What's young to him?
I don't know what. Anything. Fuck. Anything's young to him.
This is 40-year-old Bob. And his younger brother, 38-year-old Frank.
You know, Ron Popeil's probably one of those guys that, you know, sat there and went, you know, I'm still virile. I'm only 65. He probably went out and bought the Bob Dole Viagra.
That was not.
Would you pay for Viagra?
I don't need to
picture Ron Popeil begging for sex by way of a sales pitch.
I can see it though. He's sitting in the bedroom with his wife, who probably is way too young for him to really need.
Yeah, 30.
How much would you pay for this schlong, honey?
If it's that big, what's the price?
How about 3 easy alimony payments and 1 prenuptial payment? Order now, because I'm on TV.
I think he sits around watching himself on TV, too.
He has to.
You think he's that egotistical?
He's on in the middle of the fucking night.
First off, anybody with a hair lip that can be a national sponsor. Because, the guy ain't got no fucking front lip. I swear to God, the thing got, blasted off an industrial accident. He, got a fucking Mr. Microphone caught on, and they had to surgically remove his lip. Watch, it slices it, dices it. Oh, my fucking God, my mouth! No, I mean...
You have a point. But see, my question is, why would he have to use Viagra if he's an inventor?
Because I wouldn't want to see the dong schlonger or something like that. Now, Now you can buy this for three easy payments of $60.66. It's the Ron Popeil Dong Schlunger. All you got to do is apply the tip here and stretch the balls here and crank the lever three easy times.
That's disgusting. And don't forget it's dishwasher safe.
It's easy.
Does it resist freezer burn?
It's one for the whole family.
Oh, yeah, because you want the kids playing catch with that.
Actually, if it's that long, they can use it as a bat and balls. I mean,
hey, but you know, that's made of space age polymers.
Guaranteed.
I'll go with Shazad, cheap North Korean plastic.
Shazad adds he didn't even get polymers. The only space it is. Shazad sent one for the dong schlonger. Set it and forget it.
He woke up the next morning going, the dunger needs food.
Yeah, you have to feed it, yeah.
30-day money-back guarantee. If you're not happy that you hang to the floor, write us so we can make fun of you. I mean, give you your money back.
They don't need to write to them. We can make it for them.
Oh, shit,
care.
We should have music for this whole thing. You got anything from a floor sample or what seems to be appropriate?
Yeah, why not?
Yo.
I feel like they should be saluting it at this point. Or paying tribute somehow. Mad props.
You two can own the Ron Popeil Pocket Dong Schlunger. Don't have enough space for the long version, the main version? Buy our new portable one. You two can take it with you on car trips, on fishing trips. We'll also include the Ron Popeil Pocket Pussy for those of you who need a little exercise.
Well, your pussy gets tired. I don't know.
There you go. Buy now three easy payments of holy shit.
You can mortgage your house for this.
What's the matter? You get a little sick there?
Yeah, very much so.
Are you okay with that? You know, the Ron Popeil Dong Schlunger, Ron Popeil Pocket Pussy?
No, thanks. The conversation's a little too blue for me.
Oh, bullshit. You know why.
Yeah. Are you so modest?
I've never seen you get that red, son.
Wow.
That's because the heat in here.
Bullshit.
I will agree with that statement, Mr. You know.
A fucking furnace in this room.
I won't tell you the pussy.
No, let's not embarrass him anymore. He's already over here wincing. I wish I had a cam just on that face.
No. Because
he is absolutely wincing.
Oh, totally.
No, you don't want a camera.
This is great stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I seem to be able to do that to him.
Well, you know, it happens, and he needs a humility once in a while. So, Claude, why don't you take...
He's never had humility, dude. Get real.
Give him a little bit. Why don't you go ahead and take the show? Where do you want to go with this now?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You want,
I'm dying over
you're,
here.
You're
man.
Having a problem, so we want to make sure that you're part of the solution.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, that's so inclusive
make
of you.
Make your vote count.
Make my vote count.
Because obviously if we say Dong Schlunger one more time, you're really going to start folding.
Poor pocket pussy, he's going to have a stroke.
Look at him. He's going to have a goddamn stroke.
I'm going to fucking die at this point. I heard, you were on the phone during the break, and something's wrong with George Clooney?
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to wait till I actually see the fucking news on that.
George Clooney has, like, brain tumors.
No.
Maybe explain
God
his
damn
hair.
It. That was not what I
so,
said.
So
now,
is George
bullshit.
Clooney going to die?
No.
He's not going to die.
There's
no.
a chance.
You know this for a fact. So it's totally operable.
Once she says, gives its description, I think death is imminent. But
really?
Go ahead.
They said something about he had a tumor on his spine. It's pushing forward and his spine's coming out his nose. And they had to do emergency surgery.
On his spine. Or what, on his spine or his nose?
I don't know.
So
far
we know
but
he could have made an excuse to go in for rhinoplasty.
What the hell is keeping his head on if his spine's coming out his nose?
Well, it could be like, you know, like a Pez dispenser.
Yeah.
Just pop up a Pez dispenser, you know.
Yeah,
and just
great.
Kind of wiggles there.
I don't know.
Well, come on. Considering most of his movies, you're going to get a gem or a piece of shit.
Well, you seem to be a big George Clooney hater after Batman and Robin.
Oh, he ruined that film. Don't even joke.
And you're a huge Schumacher fan anyway.
No, I'm not. I'm absolutely not a Joel Schumacher
fan. You
like
Batman Forever.
Oh, no. That was one of those films I remember my wife and I went to, and we both just walked out just scratching our heads realizing I really feel like I got robbed.
Wait a minute.
I absolutely felt like I got robbed.
No, you want to know the movie that you absolutely want the 2 hours back from your life?
Oh, dear God, what?
That Anchorman movie. What the fuck is the name of that thing?
The Anchorman.
The Legend of Ron Burgundy.
That Anchorman film.
I wanted my money back from the company that I get my TV service from.
Dude, Anchorman sucked.
It did.
Anchorman was fucking horrible.
I've never seen it. I have no intention of seeing it. I mean, not based on your guys' opinions. I already formed the fact that I really could have lived without it a long time ago.
Oh, no. Claude was over at my house, and he had to see. Mom, the movie's on. Let's watch it.
I've never seen that Anchorman.
It's supposed to be funny. Supposed to be, you know, as...
It got good reviews
bullshit.
From, like, Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Fucking A, man.
Because Kenosha, Wisconsin knows something about movies, I assume.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They make them there every day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And cheese.
They're using the
fucking movies
pussy
and cheese
and stuff to make them.
Dong Schlanger.
Yeah,
Uncle
there you
Peel's
go.
Dong Schlanger. What's the matter, Claude?
I'm going to die, dude.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have a question. Is your insurance paid up? I really want to know that.
Oh, yeah, I'm fine.
Do I need to run you over and make this an accident
so I can get bonus
bucks?
No.
Hey, we got plenty of steps outside of the studio. Why don't we go and push you down some?
Hey, there no, you thanks, go. Thanks. That's a good
hey,
idea.
Don't forget, anybody wants to call in and gross out Claude, 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's LVROCKS, local Las Vegas, 383-8120. We'll invite everyone to call in and we'll make Claude sick.
No, please don't call. Please don't call.
Yeah, call.
No,
come on.
No, don't, dude. I'll throw up.
No, you won't. You're tough. You're tougher than that. What are you, some sort of weak-stomached fool? Or, I mean, come on. You could... Ron Popeil and his pocket pussy.
No, I think not.
What do you think?
No, not at all.
Thank you.
All right.
I almost threw up at the intro of that song, dude.
Well, of course. I mean, you did it to yourself. Looks like no one wanted to call in and gross you out.
I was going
to
give people a chance to call in.
Yeah, well, we gave them a chance, but that time has passed. I think for your sake, I got closing music this week, so why don't I start up the closing music?
Go right ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon.
With the very sick Claude Balls and me, Trencher. We want to thank our special guest, Peanut Gallery.
Thank you for having me.
We want to say a big thank you to a bunch of people. First off, let's say thank you to all of our syndicates. Let's thank LVRocks.com, Radio306.com, Extreme Radio Tampa, and Mega Rock Radio. Of course, megarock-radio.com, extremeradiotampa.com, so you can get to their websites.
Right on. Thank all of you.
Also want to say thanks to Friends of Spankwagon. Big thank you to All-Star Felons, Ars Anime, Daily Noise, Subject 2 Discussion, and VFTP.net. You want to get to any of those friends' links, come to spankwagon.net and click on them. Again, I've been your host, Trencher.
I am on death's door, Claude Balls.
Thank God your mom's here to drive you home.
Yes.
We will see everybody next week, same time, same syndicate. Till then.
Spankwagon. We'll be back next week.
she runs throughout the night. No need to fight, never a frown with golden brown. Every time, just like the last, on her ship, tied to the mast, to distant lands, takes both my hands, never a frown with golden brown. Temptress, through the ages she's heading west, from far away, stays for a day, never a frown with golden brown.
Started. This is what we're going to continue. Hit it, Freddie.
Ain't nothing but a hound dog. Rock all the time. Ain't nothing but a hound dog. Rock all the time. You ain't never gonna love it. You ain't no friend of mine.
Ain't nothing but a hound dog. Drive all the time. Ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Ah! following is a live LV Rocks original webcast. Visit LVRocks.com for studio cam and live chat room.
Hail to the king, baby.
Noise, smoking weed, doing coke, drinking beers. Pack your ass, my good man. Time to kick back, drink some beers, and smoke some weed.
Oh, sorry about that, dudes.